Turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Dashing through the snow.
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Pensions, complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about Zurich.
Sunny spells
Pour
this afternoon.
Some
wintry showers into the mix as well, but a bit of heat. Hail.
Hail.
Snow.
Snow.
Highs.
On a one horse open sleigh.
Of 1 to 5 degrees. Today FM News More 3.
What was that weather story you had in the news there about the weather? Because it's that we are dashing through the snow. We'd like to be dashing through the snow on a one horse open sleigh or indeed on a
There's going to be a status yellow snow warning in Dublin, Wicklow and Donegal tonight. But it's not going to bring much.
Much snow or no. Just cold? Just going to be cold generally, but not snow.
It's a status yellow snow warning.
Could you read word for word what you had in the bulletin there?
The cold snap could keep going on and on. It's unknown when it will end.
Can we say June maybe?
It's
not going to go on forever.
End.
Well, like
it's not like the day after tomorrow.
In theory, it could go on to June. Like the forecasts only go 10 days.
But it's not going to go to June now, is it?
I mean, you can't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Bring Evelyn Cusack there,
this
JP.
This is just scaremongering, Ben. You're just scaremongering.
You're just scaremongering, Ben. People are scared out there. They're turning to you for sucker.
Buy the slice pans where you can.
Lock it down. Toilet roll and slice pan. Do not get them confused in the ensuite in the toilet.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
Oh, that's a sandwich. Yeah.
How absorbent is a slice of Brennan's bread?
There's only one way to find out. All right, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
Dashing through the snow. There's Gideon sitting here. I'll tell you why, because we're off tomorrow. Short week. Oh, isn't it well for some?
Oh, taking holidays, is it?
Isn't your job a one long holiday, Foley? You only go in and do 2.5 hours a day.
Do you get paid for what you do, lads? Yeah.
The stadium.
Here's the deal. I've got holidays to use up, and they won't let me carry them over. And JP's the same. So this is the typical sort of, what do we do? We just take it off. Yeah. Middle of December, use up the days that you can't carry over. Dashing through the snow. You're going to love this. This is going to warm you up on a cold winter's day. This is a child's... A concert? A child's concert?
Okay, all right, yeah.
And they're playing the brass instruments. Lovely. And they're playing jingle bells.
Oh,
dashing through the snow. There's a solo. It starts with the solo bit and then the other kids come in.
Great.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go, have a listen.
One horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Other kids come in now. Gorgeous.
So good. So gorgeous.
Yeah, Daddy got it all on video. You were brilliant. Over 60k on the line this afternoon for you.
Today FM's Christmas Countdown.
The darkness and Christmas time, not at the bells, and this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Thursday afternoon, Ray Foley. It's my name and. Feeling great, feeling groovy, feeling cool, feeling class. And the gang's all here, everybody. There's Arne Ormond over there.
Hi.
Darkening. Where have you been for the last 3 days?
I was on a course.
A course?
A course.
Of antibiotics?
A learning course, furthering my education.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of education do you need to work in this building? It's a low bar.
Yeah. This one was project management.
Project what? Management?
Yes.
So can you manage us? Could you treat us as a project? And
I have been.
Try and manage us.
Yeah, I've all the terminology.
Disaster relief phrase.
It is. Yeah, FEMA. She's the radio version of FEMA. Yeah. We better send Orla in there to clean up. throwing kitchen towels at us. Oh, feeling great. I'm feeling great. Today, I have to use up my days, my holiday days. It's taking tomorrow and Monday off. So short week this week and short week next week. I tell you, I don't know I'm born. The weekend has already begun. This is ridiculous. I have a confession to make, though.
Oh, confession time.
I did a naughty. I did a boo-boo last night.
Uh-oh.
I did a very bad thing last night.
What did you do last night?
Do you ever get home and there's a parcel, an online parcel waiting for you? Mm-hmm. And my wife is usually there, or my kids, and they're like, what is this? What is it? It's like shaking. It's going, is it for me? Is it for me? What is it? Is it for me? And I took one look at it and I was like, ah, oh, I forgot I bought that. I hadn't opened it. They hadn't opened it yet. They were waiting for me to get home. Got in, opened it. And it was I bought this last Thursday or Friday night. No, it was most likely Friday or Saturday night. I bought on the internet a very small frying pan.
I have one of those. I love it.
I mean, what is the point of a very small frying pan?
Stuff Ray has bought on the internet that he didn't know he needed until it arrived. Number 562.
Is it for when you're using the big frying pan, but you want to fry something else?
No.
One of the smaller rings? No. So what the hell is the point of a
it's
small frying
a
pan?
It's a one egg frying
pan. Yeah.
I love a fried egg, okay?
Who eats one fried egg on its own?
Well, this is why I bought two of them.
Oh, God.
So I've got two of these tiny frying pans.
Can your wife not put a time limit on when you're allowed to use the credit card for online shopping?
There needs to be one. Oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. Like a shutdown or a time controlled, like a thing on the app, like if Bank of Ireland or Permanent TSB or whatever your credit card provider, if you were to say to them, look at if it's between the hour, or could you look at Ray's cookies?
They should get a notification on her phone.
Yeah.
We've noticed a strange transaction. Two small frying pans are being bought.
At half one on a Friday night, Saturday morning. She's, do you know what? That's exactly what I need.
That happened to my mom before. She bought a dresser at about 3 or 4 in the morning.
A dresser?
Yeah.
Like a furniture
dresser. Not like someone to dress her.
She bought a human to come and put clothes on her. My God, Orla's so wealthy.
Yeah, buy them online. She bought about 3 or 4 in the morning, and then the next day the person called her to make sure she actually wanted to buy it.
The dresser?
The maker of the dresser.
And was she wasn't hammered. She was just
a bad sleeper, so she was making use of her time. Yeah, and yeah, the guy confirmed that she did actually want to buy it.
And she bought it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
I've no regrets about the frying pan. Because we had took it out, everyone, of course, the entire family disappointed at the two very small single egg frying pans. And I put them to one side and I cooked the dinner, which was a stir fry in a full-sized wok. I cooked the dinner, had a lovely dinner. It was gory, really nice. I'm really proud. I've perfected the stir fry, okay? So we watched a bit of TV, watched another episode of The Crown last night. It was the episode with the Romanovs in it, actually. The whole Russian and the Yeltsin. The Boris Yeltsin guy that they've cast for Boris Yeltsin. Fantastic, the actor. And then beloved wife. Children were in bed. Beloved wife went to bed at about 11:30 last night. And I'll pot her, I'll load the dishwasher, and I'll be up in a few minutes. She was in bed about 12 minutes, I'd say, before one of the tiny frying pans was on the hob.
Just one.
I just wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to see how the egg turned out. Also, there was only one egg in the house.
So it was perfect.
I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Because it's 11:30 at night. And I've just made one perfect single fried egg. I've got a belly full of stir fry. I've had my dinner. My wife is nowhere to be seen. There's no accountability anywhere near me. Ladies and gentlemen, at 25 to midnight, I sat down and had a fried egg butty with ketchup and a wedge of butter. Why? Because I had to test out the tiny frying pan to see what kind of a job it did.
I mean, does it fry?
Does it fry?
I mean,
there's only
fry?
One way to find out. Stick it up there. Fill it up with sunflower oil. Let's fire this bad boy up. So the diet starts on Tuesday.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I'll be cutting back on the eggs. And indeed the cholesterol.
Frying one sausage on Tuesday. Tomorrow, a rasher.
Ray cooks a cocktail sausage in one of the pans and an egg in the other. All right, let's do a roll call. 0874 100 102 after Carly Rae. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Good day, friends. Happy Christmas. Bon weekend. One of the greatest pop songs ever, it has to be said. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. We met her then boyfriend at the time.
Who was that?
I don't remember his name. Do you remember Carly Rae Jepsen's boyfriend? I think they were engaged at the time.
No idea.
Good story, thanks.
It wasn't like, did he have a name like Lewis Capaldi or something? Or it wasn't Lewis. She wasn't engaged to Lewis Capaldi. Or, who's the other Scottish singer? What's his name?
Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Something like that. He looked a bit like Paolo Nutini, your man. He came in and all. He was going out. God love him. He came in to plug, because he was a musician. Or was he an actor? Anyway, he was in to plug whatever he was doing.
Good story.
And we spent the whole interview, thanks man. And we spent the whole interview talking about Carly Rae Jepsen.
I mean, why not?
Well, absolutely. She was massive. Single biggest song of the year that year. What was her follow-up single though?
His name was Matthew Comer, Ray.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I do remember now. Matthew Comer?
With a K. Comer.
Comer. He was a good looking boy too, wasn't he? I don't think they lasted.
They didn't.
It was never going to last. The Irish radio DJ's constantly asking about his girlfriend. What was her follow-up? Don't be Googling it.
No, I'm Googling Matthew Comer.
Comer, K-O-M-A.
Yeah.
Follow-up single for Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Quick.
Is it I Really, 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 etc. Like
I'm
You?
Confused now. It could be Really, Really, Really Like You. Famous actor in the video?
Tom Hanks.
It was, of course. I really want to stop, but I just got the taste for... Not a bad song. Terrible song. This is not a great song, but she had another follow-up single which was brilliant. Any guesses?
Was she a featured artist on a song?
With Owl City?
Yes.
She bloody was too,
Silkworms, Lightworms, Lightning. Fireflies.
It was in a movie. No, Owl City did Fireflies and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Did you say Silkworm.
Owl City did Fireflies and then their follow-up single on some cartoon movie. Was it Wreck-It Ralph or something like that? This is a great song! Oh my God! Whoa. It's always a good time. Whoa. It's always a good time. One, two, three, four. Woke up on the right side of the bed. Come on there. I think it was Wreck-It Ralph. And then her other follow-up single, my favourite of her follow-ups was This Kiss. Anyone? This was a bop. Carly Rae Jepsen, do you remember? Do you remember Jepsen? I'm just going to skim on. Let's do a roll call right here, JP.
On
Shook. Ormond.
On
Shook, Ice Jakers. It's fierce cold outside, but I love it. I walk around outside blowing out air to see the plumes of smoke. Oh, because you're smoking. Look, I'm smoking.
Look how cool I am.
I'm smoking. It's the little things. Love the show. Hey, your show from Dermot. Thanks for specifying, Dermot. Matt's going to be raging. DPD Keith here for the roll call rate. 200 deliveries already done today. Keith, did you deliver any tiny frying pans? Any tiny one-egg frying pans? 200 is a lot, DPD, Keith. The sooner our silly season is over, the better. Keith pining for January. Love the show, hey. Although it won't be all returns in January. Everyone sending back the presents they didn't want. And on show, Ray, I'm as strategic as a Navy SEAL when it comes to planning my Christmas holidays. Off until the 9th, whoop whoop from Bevan. Bevan, I think we've got some sort of a similar deal. Oh, hang on. We've got a couple of days in between, don't we?
Yeah.
We have to do, and then we're off until the... We haven't fully worked that out either, but I have to use a couple this weekend in order, because otherwise I'll lose them. Ray, I have one of those egg pans and I use them all the time. Good purchase, Ray, from Guido. Guido, thank you indeed for your endorsement. Ray, two eggs in a single small frying pan, one big fried egg with two yolks, basically. It's a game changer from Eddie. Eddie, here's the thing, though. I want one egg per two slices of toast. So I'll make two butties. Mm. And I want one egg in each of them.
Everything you can do in a small frying pan, you can do in a bigger frying pan. What you want to do in a bigger frying pan, you can't do in a smaller frying pan. It makes absolutely no sense unless you buy five small frying pans.
I'm not a small frying pan advocate by any measure. I mean, you know my full history.
He's backtracking now.
My full history of frying eggs in small frying pans equates to one egg in one pan once, right? But in my experience of it, you can put it there and it's not going to spread. You don't need to keep an eye on it. You don't need to flip it. You just let that simmer away. You let that little sucker simmer away there. And it's perfectly self-contained. There's nothing's going to happen to it.
Perfect circle.
Do you know what? I'd actually forgotten how hard it is to fry an egg.
Yeah.
The there more points you raise, Ray, I'm coming around to your way of thinking.
Hey, Ray, I've one of those tiny pans. Great until you're trying to flip the egg with a big spatula. I love the show. Hey. A from Mr. O. Mr. O, I've stopped flipping. I used to be a flipper, but I no longer flip. I just leave it on a low simmer for long enough until the white is completely solid. And we've gone very, very Darcy with the fish thing, aren't we? Do you remember when Ray used to have a thing about fish and poached eggs? Do you remember that?
Good times.
And a great radio. And I regularly use my single egg frying pan when cooking just for myself. They're savage. Much easier to clean and store also.
Yes.
Keep up the good work, lads. Regards from Tony. Tony, thanks for this.
Ray Foley.
Another endorsement for the small frying pan. Guys, it's a movement and I'm delighted to be part of it. Thank you so much. I'll play some Dermot Kennedy for you. Becky Hill coming up as well.
It's always a good time.
Hey, we're having a good time. It's Today FM. We're on the radio. God help us. Right here, JP's over here. Kira King's over there.
Hi, guys.
Like, she's in gorgeous Connemara, looking out the window. Paint a picture for us there, Kira King. Tell us what it's like.
Well, I can see snow about to fall on the mountains, and it's really, really cold. And the one thing about Connemara, just when I think there isn't another shade of grey that you could possibly come up with, Connemara just does it. So
Connemara,
there you go.
Delivering another shade of grey. Just when it's the 41st shade of grey. You'll find it in Connemara. We're talking about frying pans. People getting very invested in my frying pan business.
Do you know what, Ray? I used to be a flipper, just like you.
Oh, I said I stopped flipping, and what I do now is I put it on a lower heat and let it just slowly cook rather than...
I'm exactly the same as you, but then I add this extra element. So if you get the clear lid of a saucepan, not a huge saucepan, like a small saucepan, and put that over the egg on the actual frying pan, that helps as well.
What? So the heat circulates, it cooks the your man's nodding at me here.
It cooks it from the top down.
Yes.
It doesn't
stick either. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, I used to be a flipper. I think we were all taught as Irish kids to cook everything on its highest heat, crank the gas up to max, and burn the bejesus out of it.
Getting a lot of serious mileage out of eggs today. Serious mileage.
Let me tell you something.
Sorry, Kira, go on.
There's just something that people might not know about me, but I cannot poach an egg.
I have tried
for years. I cannot poach an egg.
This is why I'm going into the fried, because my egg poaching game is utterly random. There are days when it's like, Jesus, that is a part. You know, I'm Jamie Oliver over here. I have done I've cracked it, both literally and figuratively. I've done the perfect poached egg. I've cracked it. And then the next day I could try and do exactly the same thing. And the next egg, in the next 20 minutes, I could try and do another poached egg and it's in bits. And don't be telling me you need to put vinegar in there, because it's not worth a damn. Those small frying pans are great for pancakes, from Stephen. Very small pancake though, Stephen. Disappointing. My children throw back the pancake at me. The size of the pancake, I give them one of them. And I love my small frying pan, from Jen. And Ray, you can buy a stainless steel ring that goes into big pan for frying one egg. No need for small pan, from Dave. Dave, I explored that option, but I decided to go for the small pans in the end. And on the lid thing, if you put in a drop of water, it'll steam the egg too, with the lid, from Aiden. Aiden, will you stop? You're blowing my mind. Egg chat. This is Today FM. What are we reviewing for this weekend, Ciara King?
Well, there, a lot of people out there mightn't have heard of these two people, but Harry and Meghan have a documentary on Netflix that dropped this morning, the first three episodes. Also, what I didn't realise I needed in my life is a TV show featuring Donald Gleeson and Steve Carell, two of my favourite actors, and we're going to talk about Will Smith's comeback.
Oh, he's coming back. Look out. Put the head down. Coming back. Look out.
Ray Foley.
Protect your face. Right, we'll have a look at all of those in a couple of minutes. Stick around. Kira's going to be looking at them for us. I'll play Becky Hill and David Guetta next as well. Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. It's Ray here, JP's over
there.
How
are you doing?
And Kira's there. Hello, Kira.
Hello. Sorry, did you hear me cough there?
No, I didn't know. Do you want to go again?
Very professional.
Yeah. Oh, very good. That's a good cough. Jeez, the amount of texts coming in. Everyone loves Ciara King. It's ridiculous. I've been on this shift since February, and no one has texted. No. Jeez, it's great to hear Ray Foley back on the radio again.
She's an instant hit, right?
Every time she's on, there's like, oh, jeez, I love Ciara King. Great to hear her on the radio again. I'm like, hello.
I'm here to make you better, Ray, my hello. Friend.
It's
you know
my
what
name
I mean?
Over the goddamn door. Owen's over there on poached eggs. I was saying the poached eggs, I can make one good poached egg occasionally, but if it comes to a second one, forget it. I'm done. Owen!
Perfect poached egg. Throw the vinegar.
You can hear me in the background. That's really annoying.
Awful, isn't it?
Perfect poached egg.
Yeah.
Throw the vinegar in. Boil the water. When it's bubbling, turn it right down.
Turn it down so it's on a simmer, right? So it's bubbling a little bit.
Stir the water really quickly to create a little whirlpool and then crack the egg into that and then it wraps itself around itself and it doesn't break up on you. There you go.
Yeah, okay, Owen, right, yeah. Mm. See, I'm fine with that for one egg, but no one's ever making one poached egg. I'm making two for
me
and two for the wife. So what do I do about eggs 2, 3, and 4? Because there's already an egg simmering there now. How do I swirl it with already an egg in it? How do I put the second egg on? How do I put the second egg in on? That's not an easy sentence to say. How do I put the second egg in on? Answer that for me. I'm not getting into this now. This has become an egg chat. Today FM Egg Radio. Ray, you need to put a little bit of cheese on top of your egg, then flip it for a minute. It's fecking delicious.
It sounds good.
Love the show. Hey. A from Fiona. Cheers, Fiona. Let's have a look. Here's looking at what's on our screens this weekend. Everyone's been talking about this Harry and Meghan business. They're behind the production of this Netflix series about themselves, are they?
They are indeed. There has been a lot of hype about this particular documentary. They were paid $100 million for it by Netflix. And when the trailer dropped last week, there was lots of like candid, beautiful black and white shots of the famous couple, along with, you know, particular sound bites. And I was chatting to a friend of mine and there was one particular shot of the two of them kissing in a kitchen. And she was like, I can't remember the last time I kissed my boyfriend in a kitchen. And I was like, can you remember the last
eggs?
Time you had
was
a photographer?
Was she cooking poached eggs at the time?
Photo.
Was she swirling and throwing the vinegar? She had the chef distilled vinegar and thrown that into the pan. Here, Meghan, how many eggs do you want? Sorry, go on.
Anyway, the first three episodes dropped and look, there's no avoiding it. People are going to be all over this. How about yourself and JP? Can you see yourselves watching
that? Absolutely not. Is this, what is it? Is it like, what's the format? Is it a drama? Is it a dramatization? Is it a series of interviews? Is it a documentary? What is it?
It is literally exploring the span of their relationship with Harry and Meghan, very much involved, and also friends of Harry and Meghan are interviewed for the first time about, you know, her first, you know, going out with Prince Harry. Oh, like, I mean, they're crazy in love with each other. That's lovely. I'm delighted for them or whatever. The British press absolutely and utterly ruined Harry's relationship with his family.
His own family,
and it's British press. Yeah, the royal family, did they do enough? No, they didn't. And I think the whole kind of thinking behind it as well, my wife went through that or my husband went through that, so it'll be fine once Meghan gets through it, whatever. And it didn't become fine. And Harry made the decision to leave. And you can have whatever opinion you have about that. There's this, honestly, the first three episodes, I found it really boring. There's nothing that you learn that you kind of didn't know already.
Well, this is it. Yeah, we know it's all. Yeah, it's been done. Like, it's all been played out so publicly and so loudly.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, this is their side.
Unless something happens in the final three episodes, but I've watched the first three.
Did she kill him?
And I've just kind of been very meh about it.
There's a twist in the end of it. It turns out they were in the Upside Down and there was a monster. And the bald-headed girl was controlling them all, and she got nosebleeds, and it was all very Stephen King.
Good show.
Do you know what? I'd watch that, actually. Yeah. So how many episodes is it going to be in total, then?
I think there's going to be six in total.
Six, and there's three of them so far, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right, that's on Netflix this weekend. We'll have a look at The Patient and the new Will Smith after Blink-182. This is Today FM. Louis Capaldi, geez, he's doing great for himself.
He's very good.
He's doing very well. It's called Forget Me. What's his name again? Oh, he's a big lad, Scottish.
Louis Capaldi, right? Yeah.
Random swearing. He said, "Forget him." So, no sooner were the words out of his mouth, I thought it was the other Scottish fellow, the good-looking boy,
Nutini.
Yeah. Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley's here. JP's there, and Kira King's over there.
Hello.
I've put you on the long finger all afternoon, Kira. I do apologise. My timing is dreadful. If we're going to do this in future on Thursdays, looking ahead to the weekend's screens and movies and telly and whatever, we're going to do it earlier, okay? And I've said this. I've said this every Thursday.
Mm. You're a man of your word, Foley.
For the last 3 weeks. Oh, God. So we had the Harry and Meghan thing. People are going to watch that if they're into it or not. And that's just like... we're not going to be watching it in our house necessarily. We've already watched or are watching... The Crown, so we're not going to be going into the Harry and Meghan thing. But if you're one of those houses that will be, you can enjoy it this weekend. Other shows then, Steve Carell. Is it Donald Gleeson?
It is Donald Gleeson, and this one kind of crept up on me. I'm super excited about this because they're two of my favorite actors, and I didn't realize what my life was missing, and that was a TV show starring Donald Gleeson and Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. But it's not the most Christmassy of viewings. I just want to say that. It's dark. It's psychological. It's a thriller about a serial killer called Sam, who's played by Donald Gleeson. And he kidnaps his therapist, played by Steve Carell, and holds him in his basement, chained to a bed, so that he can help him lose the urge to kill people.
Right. So if you're sick of watching Elf with the kids.
Yes.
This is the antidote. Yes.
You want to change a tone. It's like, kids, sit down there. There's a new Steve Carell. He's the guy that was in the Minions. And
The Office.
And the crew and...
famously, Michael Scott in The Office, the US Office.
Yeah, so...
And that's the thing. Steve Carell, he's now taken on all these dramatic performances in the last couple of years, and they're so far away from his character of Michael Scott in The Office or an Anchorman or a 40-year-old virgin. It is a masterclass in acting from Donald Gleeson and Steve Carell. And Donald Gleeson he's so good at being bad, and I think he's one of the best actors of his generation, in my humble opinion. Thank you.
We met him at one stage, and he was a sweetheart of a man. I didn't know he was going to be very serious or whatever, but he came in for an interview.
It's around the movie Ex Machina. Very good film.
Oh, yes. I have met him twice.
Oh, stop.
Fell in love with him.
Oh, can always the 2FM crowd could always do one better, isn't it? They always have to outdo us, don't they?
That's the license fee.
Oh, yeah, we got the out license fee money. We were able to bring Donald Gleeson in twice, making us feel bad about ourselves. So it's a masterclass in acting. How many episodes of it are there? Kira, you there? Oh, jeez, I've lost her.
That's a license fee.
I slagged her off for the RTE thing. Next, hang on one second.
We'll get her back.
I'm gonna reconnect.
Gotta get a verdict on this TV show. I think she's mad keen on it, though.
She was raging with me.
Straight to the phone, straight
you're back.
Down.
You're back. Hello. You're back there. Hello. I have a feeling I know what happened here, and it's
a sickener, so please hold. That's really irritating. One second, I need to turn
We're twiddling off. Knobs.
And I'll do that, and we would ask our colleagues...
Not today. Kira, you're back.
Hello. I'm back.
Yeah,
hi.
Sorry about that. You got cut off.
See,
there.
This is what happens when you keep me on the long finger for the afternoon.
Yeah. Did you hear the bit where we slagged off 2FM?
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't. We didn't do anything. We didn't do.
No.
There was no bit there.
No.
Not at all. I was asking, you were saying it's a masterclass in acting. Is it, how many episodes are there?
There's three episodes so far up on Disney Plus, and they're about 20 to 22 to 24 minutes, so it's very easy watching.
Okay,
as well.
Nice short one, yeah. Because we do that in our house as well. It's like, oh, I'm not staying up for a full hour. But is there something short we can stick on? And that sounds like it could be perfect. And then Emancipation is on Apple TV this weekend. And this is what everyone's talking about post-slap Will Smith. He's coming back.
It is indeed. It is his. It's kind of Will Smith's apology tour, and he's in the midst of it at the minute promoting this movie. Now, the movie is about a man called Peter who's a slave, and he has to flee this plantation in Louisiana because he's whipped within an inch of his life, and he has to outwit cold-blooded hunters and the unforgiving swamps of Louisiana on a torturous journey north. I looked at the trailer. It looks pretty epic, in fairness, but it's an awful thing to say. I personally think there were way more. There was enough hot takes about that Oscar slap, right? But it hasn't gone away. And the reason for this is Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars for 10 years and this movie has Oscar nominations written all over it. But alas, I don't think he's going to see the inside of the Dolby Theatre.
Was this made pre-slap and it's only just like been edited and put together and finally packaged and released now, is it?
Yeah, and look, he's come out to say that he hopes that his actions won't penalise the efforts of the Emancipation team, but it's all kind of very cringe. Reviews at the minute are divided as well. Some are saying that this shouldn't be his comeback movie. Others are saying that it's very very Will Smith, very formulaically Will Smith, I'd say. And then others are saying that there's some big moments but that the movie can't really get out of its own way. So I guess we'll just have to watch it and see for ourselves.
Sort of 12 Years a Slave sort of thing, lining itself up perfectly for Oscar season. It's a pity he screwed the pooch, isn't it, really, when he's banned for this long?
It's just, you know, it's been a long time now since it happened. What was it, last March or February? Mm-hmm. But you're just like, Will, why did you do that? You ruined the biggest night of your life and potentially your career, you know?
We'll see if he bounces back. If anyone can bounce back, he's still got time. It'll be Will Smith.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Kerry King, thank you so much for all that. I had loads more I wanted to do with you, but look, we ran out of time. Look, no more long finger.
Sure, you might have me back.
We'll sort it out and make sure it's working properly for next week. Kerry King, the Queen. The King.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, all the best. Adios, have a lovely weekend. Wandy, what makes you beautiful at Today FM?
Everybody's home for Christmas.
A lovely, festive All-Irish Track of the Week, Everybody's Home for Christmas, from Leah Hart on Today FM. And speaking of Christmas, the campervan of Christmas Joy is on the road all this week. The boys were live in Kilkenny Castle this morning and tomorrow live from the Marina Market in Cork with Picture This Live. All with thanks to Tesco and the campervan of Christmas Joy on Today FM. Let's go!
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Look who... Yeah, sturdy.
Look who it is, huh?
Ask yourself, yeah. December 8th, 342nd day of the year so far.
If you're counting.
We're mixing things up, doing our thing on a Thursday instead of a Friday there. It's myself, DJ J-O. I'm keeping the sea warm. Yeah, it may be cold outside, but we're the hottest radio station around.
Jay.
102 Today FM.
Yeah!
Playing the music yous all love there. Yeah!
D.
It's got 3:39 in the afternoon.
Jay.
Here's the number. 087.
D.
4.
Jay.
100.
D. Jay. D. Jay. Jay.
Just got 3:39 there. Sorry. When did you start to get in touch? Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O.
J-O.
Kill. Anthony Smith out to us there. He says, all right, J-O.
All right,
he says, J-O. I went to the doctor with hearing problems. Problems with my ears, really. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, well, Homer's kind of overweight and Marge's blue hair. Looks for that, though. Say good afternoon to Mary Therese there. Good afternoon to you, Mary Therese. She says, J-O, guess who I bumped into on the way in. Guess who I bumped into on the way into Specsavers?
Everyone.
Cheers, Mary Therese. We're waiting for... Jerry's been in touch there. He says, J-O, terrible news. Me bakery is after burning down. Yeah, me business is toast. Magella says, J-O, electricity's got so expensive, right? Last week, I couldn't afford to turn on me lights. Tell you, darkest days of me life. Want to say a big hello to Brian over there?
Hello to you, Brian.
He says, J-O, did you ever hear this one? Two fellas are robbing an off-license. One fella picks up a bottle and says, is this whiskey? The other fella says, not as whiskey as robbing a bank. Ah, cheers, Brian. I needed that one, actually. I really need that one badly. Right, I'm out of here. I'm going to jump on the dirt. Speaking of which, here's the song from the dirt. Playing the funk, Chase the Sun, Today FM.
DJ J-O.
Oh,
Thursday.
Thursday.
Live on Thursday. DJ Joe for a Thursday.
Instead of a Friday, this is Today FM. Man, Funk and Chase the Sun, this is Today FM. Play the music.
Yo, love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for Thursday. How you doing? This guy, he's after tagging me again on the social and the Instagrams.
Which guy?
Cudahy.
Oh, God.
Cudahy. Cudahy.
Does he have an OnlyFans, Ray? I mean, he's good looking enough to have an OnlyFans.
I'd pay the premium.
You would.
I'd pay the monthly. Yeah,
platinum member.
He put up a thing on his Insta saying, to think I ran... So he went out for the run, right? He's looking all sweaty in the lift. And he says, to think I ran from the studios and still Ray Foley wouldn't join me. Poor form. There he is again, putting up. I retorted, I said, this guy, FFS, hashtag fat shaming.
Ray Foley.
I couldn't keep up with you, Cudahy. But you had to put up on social, though. You went for the run. Huh? You couldn't leave it. Are you running up from Kilkenny these days, are you, you big show-off? Gorgeous man. Stick around. Roger Sanchez on the way next.
Dermot and Dave's Camper Van.
Yes and yes, a star struck. This is Today FM playing the music. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Ray Foley on. We've got an issue, okay? Yeah, this is a bad idea. I'm on this mailing list, this internal company mailing list, where they send around to everyone on the mailing list what the Today FM Christmas cash machine total is.
Right.
The new one.
That Matt reveals.
Yeah, the Matt is... Matt has the official reveal after
he gets
four.
The reveal, Ray. Yeah.
But I already know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a bad idea having me on it, because it means I need to keep stum for the next 33 minutes. What I can tell you without telling you, right, it's very close to a very, very big round number.
Oh.
Yeah. So, make of that what you will.
Ray Foley.
Guys, just take me off the list. I can't keep my big gob shut. Take me off. Remove Foley from the mailing list immediately, okay? This is... Matt will have that total fee after half three. And we have 5 nights in Dubai to give away your chance to win. Coming
did
up.
Did you see Fran's letter?
Just more and the last word at half four.
Ben, for your input and your contribution to the broadcast this afternoon, I want to say thank you and happy Christmas.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Yes, this winter, Dubai Tourism wants you to leave the cold, wet weather and dark nights behind and head to the sunshine, to the luxury hotels, the beaches and the desert of Dubai. Dubai should be on everyone's bucket list. Check the list. Is Dubai on it? No, you fool! I bet it's on it now, though, right? It's the perfect holiday destination for families, couples and friends. It's a cosmopolitan beach destination with loads of water sports, theme parks and fun for families and loads of great food too. Why didn't you open with the great food? I'm in the restaurant while the kids are in the pool. Yeah. I think it's so cool actually. They'll bring the food to you poolside.
Oh, lovely.
For more information or to book your Dubai adventure, go to visitdubai.com. It looks absolutely incredible. And we have 5 incredible nights in Dubai for you to win. If you want to get into win, 5 nights in Dubai, you and a friend are going to fly direct to Dubai from Dublin with Emirates for a 5-night stay with B&B at Caesars Palace, a luxury beach resort offering the perfect winter sun escape. If you want to get in, we're doing the draw tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
If you want to get in the draw for tomorrow afternoon, we're picking a finalist each day. If you want to be today's finalist, answer this question.
People are already guessing on text what the answer to the question, which we haven't asked,
asked the question. Has anyone actually guessed the answer? Because thus far all week, it has been different Dubai tourist attractions.
Yeah, nobody's got it correct yet. Some people are mentioning attractions we've already done this week, you fools.
Tell them what it's not then. So it's not the Burj
Khalifa. It's not the Palm Jumeirah. It's not Ski Dubai. And it's not the Burj Khalifa.
All right, well, in that case, I won't even ask the question.
Oh, just tricky. Tricky.
Just text in then what you think the answer is without me even asking the question. 0874 100 102. Get the text in now.
Ray Foley.
0874 100 102. And we'll try and get a finalist in the next few minutes of Today FM.
every night. I hope that he kisses you 10,000 times just to tell you he loves you.
Ian DeCrow and Ella Henderson, that's called All For You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, Arlington Afternoon, with Westlife, and when you're looking like that before that as well. Happy Christmas from Today FM. It's Ray Foley here. JP's there. Guys, can you give a shout out to Siobhan and Eileen on another one of their road trips? Not another one of their road trips.
What kind of adventures will they get up to next?
Those crazy scamps. Siobhan and Eileen on another one of their road trips. This time to Frankfurt. There could be trouble ahead. Lots of love. Love the show. Hey. A from Siobhan. And we would say at this juncture, look out, Frankfurt. You got incoming. All right, Dubai. 5 nights in Dubai. A big draw tomorrow. We'll want 5 finalists and we're picking a finalist each day this winter. Dubai Tourism want you to leave the cold, wet weather and dark nights behind, sending you off to Dubai. It looks absolutely incredible. Have a look at the website, visitdubai.com. I was going to ask a question, but then people were already sending in what they thought the answer was before I even got to ask the question. So I said, go on, I've got a question here. I'm not even going to read it out. You just text it in and tell us what the answer is. Tell us, give us some of the wrong answers.
Okay, so here's what it's not, Ray.
Right.
So loads of guesses for the Dubai Fountain Show. Not that. Camels was suggested often. The Atlantis Hotel.
Oh, what are you going to Dubai for? Oh, I can't wait. Camels.
It's the camels for me.
I'm only going for, forget the food, forget the nightlife. Forget the cosmopolitan beach destination. As long as there's camels, I'm there.
Hago in Roscommon says kite beach. No. The Dubai Frame says Nikki. Sand dunes says Kieran. The Global Village, Ellie. No. Aquaventure Water Park, Declan and loads of other people. Wild Wadi Water Park, Mark in Limerick. No. The Green Planet says Alan. And Dubai Marina says Brian. No. It just tells you how much there's to do in Dubai.
You're making me jealous. Now I want 5 nights in Dubai while we're at it. We have got a number of correct answers though, correct?
Correct.
Let me make a call.
To one of them. Are you dialing Dublin today?
Is this a Dublin number?
Yeah. This is Nicola. Nicola. Nicola.
It's ringing. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, is that Nicola? Nicola.
Yes?
Nicola, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Is that Nicola? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM, Nicola.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Nicola, I don't want you to freak out. Nicola, don't freak out. Nicola. Nicola, don't panic. Don't freak out.
Everything's fine, Nicola. Everything's fine.
Nicola, you texted in one of the right answers of the question I never even asked. Will I ask the question now?
Go on, sir.
No, no, get her answer and then ask the question.
That's
and
stupid.
And then we'll know if it matches up.
That's stupid. No, I asked the question and she gets the answer.
God's
sake. Because we know she got it. She got
but
it on
what
text.
What if she got the answer wrong and then she just realized when you asked the question?
But why are we ringing her? Why are we ringing her if she got it
true,
wrong?
True, yeah.
You're some dope.
These are all good points.
Nicola, what do you have to do? It sounds like you're in the car, are you?
I am, just heading home.
Oh, from where?
I was having lunch with a friend for her birthday in Avoca.
Really? Who's a so-called friend of yours?
That would be Joanne.
Joanne, and how, was it a birthday or something? You say it was or what?
It was a birthday, a small birthday.
Yours or hers?
Hers.
Hers. Would you if you won 5 nights in Dubai? Would you take her with you?
I'd consider it.
Would you really?
She's in the conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. She. You put her on the list and think about it.
She'd be up there. Yeah.
She'd be up there. Okay. Fair enough. Come here. The big draw is tomorrow. We want to get you in it. The question we were going to ask, but didn't even ask. This luxury Dubai hotel is designed to look like the sail of a boat. What is it called?
That would be Jumeirah's Burj Al Arab.
It's the Al Arab. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Well done. You're one of 5 names in the draw tomorrow. Big draw taking place tomorrow. Cross your fingers. Turn on Today FM tomorrow afternoon. Alison will be making that call, all right?
Fantastic. Thanks, lad.
You're fantastic. Listen, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. Owen Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey-o. Cheers, missus. Have a lovely weekend. Adios and good luck tomorrow on the draw. Mariah on Today FM. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Oh, but I made you look. Said I made you look. Megan Trainor on Today FM. It's called Made You Look. It's a new song. That's great. I play the music you love Thursday afternoon. Because even with my hoodie on, I made you look. Said I made you look. Hey, we'll make you listen. Matt Cooper's on after half four, and he's got a massive new total for you on Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine on the last word this afternoon. And that's our show for the week. We're off tomorrow. Have a lovely weekend. And so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, I swear. We didn't get to do Megan Spoon Race, yep, where we challenge singer Megan Trainor to an Egg and Spoon Race in Megan Spoon Race. And we didn't get to do All About That Place, where we ask Megan Trainor what her favourite fish is. Turns out she's a big fan of a nice piece of fried place, okay, in All About That Place. Cooper's on the way next. Thank God. Have a lovely weekend. Have a lovely evening.
This Christmas, give the gift of choice.